Well, in Alan and Kylie's case, tenacity got passed down through the family, no doubt. And all sorts of things get passed down. Genes, stories, habits. Poverty does too. And that's certainly a theme that's been explored in SBS's Struggle Street, which we looked at last week, the rest of which aired last night. Looking forward to catching up with it. In Geelong in Victoria, as key manufacturers pull out of the city's northern suburbs, poverty being passed down through families is a real challenge. When mum or dad lose their job, find it hard to reconnect with the workforce, kids can experience the very same as they're trying to break out and into work, and a pattern of long-term unemployment can become entrenched within families and within postcodes. Northern Futures is an organisation really trying to challenge that. And Joel Carnegie went along to the postcode 3214 to find out more.
Well, we're going through our resources and we're doing a self-assessment of our resources and how that impacts on where we are today and what resources we're going to need to build on to move to where we want to be able to build our own future story.
That's trainer Tracy West, explaining today's activities in the Getting Ahead program, a Northern Futures initiative that aims to support young parents to create pathways towards a more stable future.
So we're up to spiritual, so we're rating ourselves from one being in crisis to five being thriving and giving back and in between stable or not, or where you see yourself right now.
Today, participants Jessica and Melanie are working through various activities that will help them assess their own strengths and abilities.
Hello, my name's Jessica and I have two young children, two boys, and I'm currently studying Certificate 3 of animal studies because I want to be a veterinary nurse. I live by myself. I have two big dogs because it's scary. My next door neighbor's car caught on fire. It's an okay area because I don't mess with the wrong people, but like my next door neighbor, I've found syringes in their driveway, which is next to my driveway. It's dangerous in that aspect that some people around me aren't very bright.
And tell me about the study that you're doing at the moment with the Getting Ahead program.
Well, at the start, they didn't really tell me much about the course, so I was a bit worried. They just told me that I love it. And what I take from it is it's mainly about training your mind to be better, just to see positive in the world and just looking at the world different, so like to live a happier life.
I'm Melanie. I am 26 this year. I have a daughter who turns 4 in May. Her name's Zara. She's my world. I'm a single mum, and I've always, from the age of 15, I've done it basically on my own. And this is how I got to where I am, basically, yeah.
And before you started working on this course, what were you doing on a sort of a day-to-day basis?
Well, in all honesty, I was not doing anything at all. I was sitting in the same spot, doing the same thing, facing the same troubles and battles I did every other day. And I couldn't understand why I was upset, depressed, angry at myself. I wasn't doing much at all. I had goals and thoughts, but they never went far.
And do you feel like you're now able to consider those thoughts and goals in a new light because of the sort of work you're doing?
Yeah, I feel like I've got a lot of support. I have a lot of options now. I feel as though if I get stuck at home, I can just come to class and it's all okay. There's some cool people here. Then just distract you a little bit. I feel better.
It's going to be unreal to revisit this question.
Helen Long is the project manager for Northern Futures.
They're incredibly inspiring and they come from a low base of resources and yet they turn up every day and they're willing to have another go, even though they've had many goes often in the past and either been let down or let themselves down and haven't had any great positive results for it. But they've got ideas, they've got dreams, they've got ability and capability, they just haven't got someone to open the gate to let them in.
Northern Futures takes particular interest in multi-generational disadvantage and is working with people who are trapped in a cycle of poverty.
And it's like the forgotten the forgotten people. In situational poverty, you've got resources in a backpack to get out. In generational poverty, you may not have anything in that backpack. So there's a continuous reciprocal structure that you go in that is very hard to get out of. So now we're going to go out to Cotton On, which is one of our major industry partners that support the warehouse program. We have a program with them called 180 Degrees. From what we can tell, there is no other project like it in Australia that allows 6 to 12 graduates to go in there a year. They're employed full time. These people get an opportunity to be absolutely safe for 12 months. They're earning exactly the same as their peers on the floor, and they're getting a lot of input through the 12 months. So you can imagine we have some pretty amazing results, which you're about to meet.
Well, let's get out on the road and head out to Lara. As we arrive into the distribution centre, we pass the obligatory workplace health and safety test before donning the fluoro jackets and heading out onto the floor to meet operations manager Matt Gregrick.
Here's our online area. So the online guys have got some challenges. They pick from all the brands all at once, so they cover a lot of distance in picking in the warehouse. And the two guys we'll talk to today, Josh and Jess, right in the thick of that as well. They'll cover a lot of distance every day. I'm sure they're much fitter than I am.
Yes.
And there's a lot of walking, which we'll see as we wander around.
Sounds so good. Yeah. All right. The warehouse is huge, with shelves upon shelves heaving with various items for packing. It takes us a while to find the two participants of the 180 Degrees program, but we managed to find Josh and Jess down at the far end of the distribution centre. I asked Josh what he was doing prior to this job.
Nothing really. I was sort of like in and out of school. Like I went back to a course and was doing my year 10 and 11, but then I sort of didn't really like school that much. So I was just in and out of school a little bit.
Josh is now saving money for a house.
Yeah, pretty much just get paid the $700, and then I just put $500 straight in the bank, live off the $200.
Yep.
Because I never saved before, but then as I see the money just keep getting higher and higher and higher, I just want to keep making it, get more in there.
Jess also shares her reflections.
It's hard getting out there, and people won't give you experience. They won't take you on because you don't have experience, but they won't give you experience. So for me, honestly, it's just getting me out into the workforce.
Even though Josh there talks it up and he reckons it's pretty cruisy and that, it's tough. It's hot in summer and cold in winter here in the warehouse, and it's sort of a bit dusty and dirty, but... Yeah, they don't complain, those guys. They work really hard, and, you know, like I say, it's a mutual benefit. I get two really good guys who are keen workers, and they get some opportunities.
Northern Futures is just one of a handful of organisations in the Geelong region working to tackle the issue of multi-generational poverty. However, CEO of Northern Futures, Lou Brazier, acknowledges that tackling this issue will require a coordinated approach.
When you play in a space with everybody heading in the same direction, you get some great results. I don't think any of us can do that on our own.
That's where the GROW project comes in, an ambitious strategic plan that has been set up by the Geelong Regional Alliance, G21, and the philanthropic foundation Give Where You Live to coordinate these on-the-ground efforts in Geelong's most disadvantaged suburbs.
Hello, my name's Elaine Carbines. I'm the CEO of G21, the Geelong Regional Alliance, which is an alliance of the five councils in the Geelong region, plus we have about 190 member organisations as well.
Now, today we've been out at Northern Futures and beyond having a look at their programs and having a chat to some of the participants of those programs. What is the link between Northern Futures and the GROW project as you see it?
So we're really inspired by the work of Northern Futures, which is done on a very small but very successful scale in the suburbs of Corio and Norlane in Geelong. What we want to do is to actually systematise the approach that Northern Futures adopts in Corio and Norlane to other places across Geelong.
With funding from the state government, local councils and the Alcoa Foundation, the GROW project will look to establish a jobs bias and training assistance for those who live in disadvantaged suburbs. The project will also offer incentives for local businesses to employ people from the areas. Bill Mithen is the CEO of Give Where You Live.
What we've tried to do, I think, with the GROW project, in I think a pretty innovative way, is to not only help those people who are looking for jobs be trained, but also create the opportunities. There's a growing body of evidence that says if you allow a growing gap of inequality, then the whole community suffers. So there's also an economic reason for doing it as well.
I think it's really important that we recognise that this is everybody's business in our region. It's not just the business of the people who are disadvantaged or the people who are trying to help them.
But for people like Jessica of the Getting Ahead program, the awareness that she can change her own life is really empowering.
I can sort of create the reality that I want if I change my mindset to positive thinking and just looking at the good things, then I'm happier.
Good stuff. Northern Futures, Joel Carnegie reporting there from Geelong. And thank you very much, Joel, and thank you to all those who shared their stories for that piece.